It's time for the first edition of a new segment here on Breakfast Classics, Symphony Spotlight, where I'll be highlighting the careers of symphony musicians across the nation. And joining us this morning is Thomas Yoslein, who is the Associate Principal Horn with the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra. Thomas was in Richmond for many years. He's gone on to various orchestras, which we'll get into in just a moment. But I have to ask you one thing here. You play the French horn, which is a rather unusual instrument. So what got you interested in playing it?
Well, it's a funny question because when we choose our instruments, we're very young, and it seems, to me at least, kind of haphazard and random. For me, it was in fourth grade, we got to try all the instruments in the band and the orchestra in my little town of Naperville, Illinois, and two instruments spoke to me. One was the cello, or as my dad referred to it as jello. The other was the French horn, or the French fries, as he put it, and I preferred French fries to jello. So
people are probably wondering, you know, what is this instrument? What makes it so unique, and what would listeners find most interesting about the instrument?
Well, a couple things. The horn we typically hear from the back of the orchestra. So to have a soloist, or in this case, a group of four French horn soloists, is unique. Now, that said, I do know that the New York Philharmonic, just about a week and a half ago, performed a brand new piece for four horn soloists and orchestra. So it is done. When you think of a horn, think of movies. Think of John Williams' Star Wars scores, or some kind of a longing, romantic score with bits of heroism thrown in, and with these big swoops that the horn can do, you know, big whoop, whoop, this kind of rips, that kind of stuff, hunting forest kind of stuff. And you'll hear some of that in the Schumann, but mostly you'll hear some acrobatic leaps, and you'll hear some very lush, romantic chordal and chorale writing, especially in the slow movement.
So Thomas is referring to the Schumann concert piece for four horns and orchestra, which he is actually in town to perform with the Richmond Philharmonic this weekend at the Collegiate School. It's obviously a very challenging piece as well, and you've got three colleagues that you're going to be performing with.
That's right. Colleagues, one is an old friend, George Harpel. And I'm actually very excited to play with him, but also with Jay Free, who is the, from what I hear, wonderful solo horn of the Richmond Symphony.
Definitely terrific.
Jay, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
So this performance is tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, again, at the Collegiate School. The Philharmonic also playing Mendelssohn and Brahms on the program, and you can find more information at their website, richmondphilharmonic.org. So, Thomas, what convinced you in particular to pursue a career in music?
Well, you know, it's funny. Had I known just how challenging it was to get a job and to get in a great orchestra, I may have been dissuaded from pursuing music. But when you're young, when you're 17, 18, and you've heard great orchestras, you've played great pieces, you think, by gosh, I've got to do that. In fact, there's a wonderful quote by the longtime first horn of the Chicago Symphony, Dale Clevenger. He said he dissuades all of his students from becoming professionals because there are only, I think, half a dozen jobs open a year. But if that student convinces him that that's what they want to do, then he's willing to let them pursue it.
And you've gone on to some terrific orchestras. You've been in Kansas City, Omaha, Honolulu. I found that interesting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the New York Philharmonic for 3 years as assistant principal horn under Maestro Lauren Mazel. That had to be a thrill for you.
That was a thrill. And just imagine little old me coming from Omaha Symphony, which is in many ways a peer orchestra to the Richmond Symphony in terms of orchestra size and budget. To go from that to the New York Philharmonic with these world-class maestros, Riccardo Muti and, of course, Mazel, as you mentioned, tours to Europe, playing in the Proms concerts in London for 7,000 people. And, of course, the memorable tour to Pyongyang, North Korea, live broadcast you can find on YouTube. That was quite a contrast. But, you know, Mike, in the end, music is music. And playing with fine musicians, and we had many of those in all these orchestras, including Richmond, music is music. If you learn your part well and you have high standards, it flows naturally. And I must say, to tag on to that, the Richmond Symphony is not that far behind in terms of quality of the New York Philharmonic. Yes, in terms of numbers, they have about I guess, a half or so, as many full-time players. But I wouldn't say it's you know, single-A baseball to major league level difference. It's very close.
Yeah, there are a lot of quality players all across the nation and the world, for that matter. And I had the honor of playing with you chamber music and orchestral music when you were here in Richmond. How long were you here?
I was there for 5 years, 2000 to 2005.
So living in Richmond, in a close-knit community, what are the differences when you go to a big city residing and performing in places like New York and St. Louis?
I would say, I mean, Richmond, like you say, small community. You definitely do a lot more external gigs to try to supplement the income. You do more teaching. I taught at VCU for a number of years. But living in New York Philharmonic, certainly playing in New York Philharmonic, that is your whole life, is the job. On occasion, you have as many as 5 concerts per week. That becomes your life. Just commuting to the city is just a challenge in itself.
Right.
New York.
Our listeners are probably wondering, your title is Associate Principal Horn. Mm-hmm. So what exactly does that mean in terms of how the parts are handled within your section?
So associate means I play first horn. I play principal horn whenever the principal horn, the usual principal horn, cannot be there. Whether he is taking a piece off to give his chops a rest, whether he's off on vacation or sick, it's my responsibility to jump in on a moment's notice. So I have to prepare not just my parts, but his parts as well.
So do you guys rotate at all within the section, or you literally have set parts?
We have set parts. We do have a floater position, who is our eldest member of the horn section, Larry Strebe, who taught me many, many years ago, actually. But he has to play all the roles, from assisting me or playing second, third, or fourth. We're blessed to have a budget to allow for 6 full-time players here.
Now, Thomas, you're also a composer, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about some of the works that you have published. Can you tell us about the history behind your composing?
Sure. So I compose occasionally, which is in both senses of the word. I never just sit there and think, oh, let's compose a piece and see where it leads. It's always for an occasion, for a concert. I've had 4 pieces published by 4 different publishers. Everything from a piece for alp horn and organ, variations on the Von Himmel Hoch, Christmas melody, to most recently, let me see, actually my most famous piece, and I'm really not a composer, I mean I compose, but I'm not, that's not my claim, but there's a horn octet that's been published called the Campbell Fanfare, honoring a former teacher, and you can find some YouTubes of that being performed everywhere from Korea to Slovenia. So,
we will have to check that out. Now, like many professional musicians, you've also done your share of teaching, including here at VCU when you were in Richmond. How do you feel your teaching has affected your performing career, or helped it, shall I say?
I will tell you, I tend to perform better after a day of teaching a lesson or two because it gets me in the right mindset. But most of all, I just love passing on the freedom that I've learned, the freedom to express on the horn what I want to express. I mean, that is the big challenge. We've got this really this dumb piece of metal that we're buzzing our lips into. I mean, how crazy is that? And yet, we have, being human beings, we have very simple controls. If I think of the music, which means singing one note in my head as I play at a time, then at the subconscious level, and I learned how to say this in Korean also, by the way, when I taught out there, at the subconscious level, we have all the wisdom for controlling our chops and our breath and our tonguing. And the key is to focus on the music, just the singing.
Well, Thomas, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us this morning, and good luck with the Richmond Philharmonic this weekend.
Looking forward to it, Mike. Thank you so much.
That is Thomas Yoselein, Associate Principal Horn from the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra.